there are a lot of groups in the county who are doing work in historic graveyards and doing some very good work. And I suppose really it's to assist them, to give them access to the various expertise that they need and make sure that they recognize the protection really that's afforded these historic graveyards under the National Monuments Act. We're talking about the very old historic graveyards in the county. These would be ones where there would be perhaps ruins or archaeological remains from before 1700. So they're the graveyards, I suppose, that we're really focusing on in the seminar. And again, there's a lot of groups out there who are doing very good work in these historic graveyards, and it's really to provide a little bit of assistance to them. And on the day of the seminar, they'll have access to archaeologists, to architects, to ecologists, who will give them advice on the various different aspects, like I said, of the built cultural and natural heritage that you find in these graveyards.
Obviously, these graveyards contain the remains of not just people from Donegal, but people and their families who've emigrated. There is a tourism potential there too.
Oh, I think that's already established, really, like, because I think what you find is that many tourists coming to the county from abroad are coming back maybe to trace their genealogy. And again, one of the starting points, I suppose, for that really is the local graveyard and, again, the cemetery inscriptions, the headstone inscriptions. And one of the speakers next Saturday will be actually talking about the graveyard memorials and how to record your graveyard and what information can be gleaned from sort of the various headstones as well. Not just the written information, but also the symbols that you see on headstones and what they mean and what their significance are.
And are we collecting this information? When I say we, I mean, are the council always collecting this information and archiving it for people to access?
Well, I suppose that a lot of the work would be done, like, sort of by local groups in their own community, and then they would provide a copy either to the county archives or to the county library, so it would be publicly accessible in that form. So I suppose that would really be the main collection, but it would really be down to the efforts of sort of the local community groups themselves.
And I suppose we should remember we can get caught up in more immediate problems, but this is our history, and once it's lost, and we want to avoid that.
Sure, and I suppose one of the trends in recent years has been that some of the community groups as well have looked at the material heritage that you find in graveyards, be it, like I said, or ruins, or be it sort of the conservation of particular memorials in these graveyards. And they've applied to the Heritage Council to get a conservation report done on the graveyard, which is a good starting point for any work that they're planning. And again, they've been successful in securing funding from the Heritage Council to do that very valuable work. And once the documentation then is done, they can actually then apply then for further funding to actually do some repairs or maintenance to the perhaps or to stabilise, for example, ruins in the historic graveyard.